Construction Insurance Know-How Number 1, an introduction.
Welcome to the first edition of the new Shorer Construction Know-How. Our know-hows are built to help you understand how construction insurance operates at Shorer. They are intended to explain the extent of coverage under the Shorer policy and how coverage might apply in claim situations, and how Shorer's innovative approach can help you, our broker, and our mutual clients.
What type of coverage is right for your client?
Shorer offers three types of construction insurance, CI, policy: owner-builder, single project, and annually renewable, annual. The role your client is to play has a big bearing on which policy they need. Let's look at a few what-if scenarios. What if your client is the owner of a property and has obtained an owner-builder permit to construct their own dwelling? Here, the owner-builder policy is the way to go. What if your client was the owner of a property and has engaged a builder to construct the dwelling on their behalf? For this case, you would recommend the single project policy. What if your client was a builder who constructs several homes every year? Well, the single project option would do the job, but they may be interested in an annual policy. This type of policy can provide automatic cover for projects of a certain type and size, meaning it can cover pretty much all of the jobs a builder does during the coming year in one go. There are other advantages of an annual version, and we will go into these in future know-hows.
Here's a typical scenario.
Your client, Joe Bloggs Building Company, Proprietary Limited, JBBC, has entered into a contract with John Smith, the principal or owner, to construct a dwelling. JBBC has asked you to arrange the insurances required by the building contract. One of those insurances is CI. In our typical scenario, your client is a builder, and if JBBC is doing several projects a year, you would probably recommend the annual policy as their best option.
How does Shorer's cover work?
The CI policy is actually two coverages in one. Section 1 of the policy covers material damage, and Section 2 covers public liability. So how does the material damage section work? This part of the policy responds to loss or damage caused by indemnifiable events happening to the insured's property, while subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the policy and any endorsements to it. Indemnifiable event is defined as a sudden, unforeseen, and unintended physical loss or damage resulting from any cause not excluded by this policy. Such damage has to occur at the contract site as defined. Under the public liability section, the policy seeks to compensate our insured parties in respect of either personal injury or property damage where they are found legally liable for such injury or damage. The injury or damage must be caused by an occurrence in connection with their construction activities. The basic coverage under the annual is the same as it is under a single project. Tip: you should think of the annual as a multi-single policy, equivalent to a separate single project policy being issued for each project undertaken by the builder.
Risk management tips.
What things could you do to better understand which type of CI policy best suits your client's needs? You need to find out the following three things: a complete description of the range of construction activities undertaken, how many projects might commence in the next 12 months, and if they are concerned about products' liability exposure. Let's look at some of the main advantages that you could highlight to a suitable client. 1. A lower premium. 2. Less paperwork for you and your client with fewer invoices. 3. All insured projects benefit from the maximum construction period. 4. Other property, such as display homes, can be covered. 5. Coverage for products liability can be included. And 6. Incidental activities, vacant land and other business, subject to application, can be included under the liability section. It is really important that the CI policy is compliant with the client's insurance obligations as specified in the building contract. Where possible, obtain a copy of their typical form of contract, for example, Standards Australia AS 4000, or MBA head contract for review. SURA can provide separate applications for each of the three types of policies on our website, and these are all in editable PDF format for your convenience.
Well, I hope you've enjoyed listening to the very first edition of Know How. For more information and to hear other know-hows, go to our website at sura.com.au.